Wow. Yeah, that's kind of scary. That's kind of scary there. I just got, I don't know. I probably suggest to see the doctor soon. Definitely on that one. That's not something. I remember a dispatch years ago. I was working this at Clinton, and I had an asthma attack, and they called MedStar for me, and finally come out of it, and I refused treatment. But boy, I went home and mom heard about it, and while I was sleeping, she called the doctor and woke me up and said, "You're going to the doctor." And, I'm glad for how it worked out. So definitely don't wait too long on that one.
No, and thankful I wasn't driving, because it just came on all of a sudden. It was just like a out of the blue thing, and so thankfully I wasn't driving or anything like that.
Making Genesee.
Yeah, you better believe it. Like I say, I definitely see you do that, but you know, it's up to you. Like I say, I'm glad I did. I'm glad I went to the doctor. I'm glad Bob told me when that happened, because they were able to get me my inhalers. But also, I had to end up sending me to a cardiologist. You probably remember I ended up having a heart cath then, and everything was okay. But I've been on meds for that for a long time in that way. It just, you know, it helps out. Good to know when those triggers come like that, but hopefully that's all it is with the coughing. Coughing that happens.
Yeah. So keep an eye on it and see how it goes. But so I just wanted to let you know what happened, and it wasn't meaning to make anybody nervous or anything like that. I was just let you guys know. So. For letting you know why I disappeared real quick.
Making Janice.
Yeah, I'd answered you. I went away from the radio. Like I said, I was trying to find the phone there. And I went back through the recording, and I'm like, 1 minute, you were on, and the next minute, Mike was there. And I'm like, what's going on here? Say something about your computer froze up, but being alive, like I say, it's scary, but thank you. I'm sorry. I thought, hey, it's late, and I'm just going to just take a chance and send it off. I looked on Facebook, and it's like, well, if there's anything serious, we'll let me know. But yeah, thanks for answering me back. NEWCB.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. I appreciate that. And I slept out on the chair, and I will fall asleep watching a show, or TV shows after dinner, and fell asleep. Leo let me sleep out there. She knew I was tired and didn't want to wake me up. So, but I did get a good night's sleep, and thankfully, that was the extent of it. But, anyways, so if you lose your phone again, in your tablet, if you go to Find My Phone, you should be able to bring something up that'll say ping your phone or something like that, and it'll make your phone ring.
Making Genesee.
Ah, okay, gotcha. I you know, it's weird because, I had Alexa call the phone, and I might as well just embarrass myself on the air. I usually carry it on my side on the clip, and I went to feel for it, and it wasn't there. And I'm like, well, what did I do with my phone? And so I'm sitting there ringing it, and I'm not feeling it, but I can hear it ring. And I'm like, what's going on here? And, well, long story short, it had split around on the back, on the back of my belt, and I'm like, it's weird because the phone, the iPhone, is so much lighter than the other, the Android that I had. That it really is, it's so
I've looked from my phone and it's been in my hand, so we've all done it. So nothing to be embarrassed about.
Making Jen.
Oh boy, huh? Glad about that. I'm like, I know it's not outside, and I know it's not anywhere else. It's got to be in the house. Like, digging through stuff, looking for it, and lo and behold, it's on my back. It slid in the back on my belt loop there, and around the back. I'm sitting down, and back of me there, and it's my goodness. But, so anyway, I have it now attached to my belt and put it through the loop, so I know it's on me now. That's probably how I'll carry it, at least for a while, until I forget again.